This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy hump day. But more importantly, Steve Miggs, happy Mariners home opener eve, baby.
Getting more and more fired up. What the hell has happened to me? I went from, I don't know why we're even having a season, to now having the most overly optimistic energy. Like, this could be the year, guys. The pitching staff is back. Maybe J.P. Crawford will return to form. Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh, let's go.
I'm super excited. And the men's room is going to be there is it tacos
Pioneer
and tequila or tequila and tacos? I always say it the
tacos
wrong way.
And tequila.
Tacos and tequila. I prefer my tequila with tacos.
Yes.
Tacos and tequila.
And that's on Occidental.
Yes, on Occidental from 2 to 6 tomorrow. So if you're going to go to the game, that's a perfect place to be pre-funking.
I mean, Jorge Polanco, his knee is better. They have amazing food. Their food is really freaking good.
A blue corn dog.
I don't know what the hell is wrong with me, but the optimism just kicked in yesterday.
I'm feeling it too, Steve.
Yeah. I'm like, where's my jersey? I got to wear it tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. I'm not sure if it's available at a Mariners game. I'm sure there's some dish that involves spinach. So be sure to enjoy it tomorrow because today is National Spinach Day.
I had some in my smoothie this morning.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm already celebrating.
Way to celebrate. One person who's definitely eaten this spinach, weird transition. But that's Big Dumper. Big Dumper is getting paid. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's have King 5 give us the report.
The Mariners just signed Cal Raleigh to a six-year, $105 million contract extension. That's according to reporting from ESPN. Raleigh had 76 home runs over the past three seasons. The 28-year-old also captured his first gold glove in 2024.
This is just great. He didn't have to go into free agency. The Mariners are investing into him. And most importantly, now he can afford all the little dumper dumplings that he wants at the game because I hear those are a pretty penny.
So good.
Also, Cal's only 28 years old, so that's nice that we have him locked in for a while. Considered one of the best catchers in baseball, but see, the optimism is in my voice.
Oozing.
Plus, he will forever be a part of Mariners history, as it was just a few years ago, at the end of the season, this was the moment that sent the Mariners back into the playoffs. It's sad that we celebrate this, but these are the little things that we can celebrate with the Mariners for the first time in over 20 years.
What anxious folks out here at the ballpark, 3-2 to Cal. The pitch from Acevedo. A drive deep to right field. Down the line. The Mariners win this game 2-1. The dream lives. They're going to the playoffs. The drought is over. Cal Raleigh. Wow. Hey now. Hey now. Hey now.
Oh, man. I'm going to miss Dave Sims. He's no longer doing the play-by-play or the color commentary for the Mariners with the Yankees now. That call is so great.
So awesome.
Speaking of Mariners and their broadcasters, Gary Hill Jr., one of the broadcasters, one of the color commentators for the Mariners, will join us tomorrow morning at 7:20 to recap and, oh, not recap, preview the upcoming season and how optimistic we should be starting tomorrow.
Let's go, Mariners. Seattle weather is having a complete identity crisis. Yesterday, it felt very summery.
Oh, we were outside.
Oh, so great. How warm did it get at your house?
It was so warm that we had to bust out the sprinkler. Tatum took off all of her clothes. Sun's out, buns out. I almost sent you guys the picture of her. I was like, I don't know. Is it weird to send naked pictures of your kids to your friends?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think it's that odd. I mean, it's harmless. This is her yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Just having the best time. My neighbor pops out. He sees his, like, typical Seattleite right there. I'm like, you're absolutely right, Dan.
Well, that is over now.
Weather gets nice, we take our clothes off.
Yesterday was like an anomaly, I guess, because today, hail, lightning, 60 mile per hour winds, possibly a funnel cloud or two, which is like our version of a little twister, you know?
It's like a tornado.
It's pretty exciting.
But then I even saw in the news, some people said that there are potential of a tornado on I-5.
What?
I even had one of my neighbors like, are you ready for the tornadoes? I'm like, no. Why would I be ready for a tornado?
We don't know enough about these tornadoes, but you know who does? King 5 meteorologist Leah Pizzetti. She is going to join us today at 7:20.
Oh, man, big news also for
Mr. Unlimited.
Russell Wilson, he's got a new jersey to his collection. This time it's blue. It's not the Seahawks blue. It's New York Giants blue. He is now a member of the New York Football Giants. They just signed him to a one-year $21 million deal.
Whoa. Mr. Unlimited.
His fourth team in 5 years. I mean, it's just been a... He's just trying to find someone who likes some guys.
Oh, Russ.
But it's going to be him. They got Jameis Winston on the team. And they also have the third pick overall. There's a very good chance they might pick up a quarterback. And then that guy's going to learn under Russell Wilson.
I think it's great for him.
Although, I have a lot of friends in New York. And let's just say it's not overwhelmingly optimistic that Russell Wilson is now their quarterback. Hey, as far as weather, like you mentioned, I mean, I think the world's coming to an end here in the Pacific Northwest, so be braced for that.
Oh, God.
But a high of 69 degrees, so it's going to be nice in a way. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
What was I doing outside yesterday that would have led to me saying a little something like this? I love expensive springtime projects. That was a conversation with my husband. I'm like, I will break down what we were doing and just how expensive it was at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was such a beautiful day that I'm sure many people were outside tackling projects.
Yes.
And I was doing so. I was helping out my husband, Brad, with a project that we've been hoping to accomplish for quite some time now.
And before we went to the break, we played a little clip from it, and you said this.
I love expensive springtime projects.
So we know that it was expensive, whatever you were doing. Danny.
Yeah.
Any guesses on how much money was spent on whatever this project is before we get into the project?
Ooh. $699.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to go $2,000.
Okay. One of you is slightly closer than the other.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Should we find out?
Sweetheart, what are we building?
More storage so your family can keep stuff here.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second.
Wow.
Wow. That's not passive aggressive at all. That's just aggressive aggressive.
Let me tell you, when you have 5 acres, people will drop things off all the time.
How many things do you have at your house that do not belong to you? I mean, you wouldn't be able to probably give me an exact number, but is there a crap ton of stuff that is just different friends and family?
There are three campers on our... There are actually 4 campers on our property. Only one is ours.
I just love his response.
More storage so your family can keep stuff here.
So this kind of bothers him, I'd imagine.
A little bit.
Okay.
Are you going to wrap my family up? How much stuff does my family have here?
More than me.
Oh, that's BS and you know
more,
it.
More than me.
Between the two of us, who is the pack rat?
I am more sentimental than you.
I'm right there with him. My wife gives me such a hard time. She's like, why do you have this still? Get rid of it.
I get rid of everything.
Just throw it away. Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Because
except
the
stuff that your family gives you. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, so in order to continue storing my family's items, what are we building?
For lack of a better term, a lean-to.
A covered area.
A lean-to?
Yeah, so it's off of our shop, basically. There's like a covered area that's going to come down off of the side of the shop so we can store things underneath
it. Is it tube-shaped?
No.
Then why is it called a lean-to?
Lean-to.
A lean-to?
Like lean-to. Like,
oh.
like it's leaning, leaning to something.
My bad. Dan, did you know what that was?
I have a 2-bedroom apartment in West Seattle, guys. I have no idea what we're talking about at all.
You don't have a lean-to?
No.
for your trailer.
And how much?
That we never use, that you, we have to have. Please, let's get it. And we'll take it. We'll do family adventures. And it has not left our yard one time.
No, it did leave our yard one time. And what happened?
It broke down.
Okay. I feel like this was not a good idea for you to help him out yesterday.
I was so excited to get some audio and tell you guys what we've been working on, and then Brad's just lighting me up the whole time.
How long was he out there before you decided to interview him?
A good hour.
Okay, so he was done. He's like, just leave me alone. I want to finish this.
No, you and my dad and my brother all together
did not double check the ball fitting. I was not here.
Do we need to buy him more weed to put up with you and your family?
Yes, absolutely.
How can I do that when I'm not here?
I went over a bridge.
I cannot be responsible for what somebody else
and this trailer you are speaking so ill of bounced off of the trailer hitch off of the ball.
That's why we're giving it a permanent home.
And how much has this cost us so far?
Probably about $1,000.
I love expensive springtime projects.
I bet he does, too.
He's really excited about it, guys.
He sounds really fired up.
More storage so your family can keep stuff here.
Okay. But you know what? We're one step closer to having the project be done, a project we've been talking about for a long time.
And the weather was great yesterday. If you were going to do something outside, I mean, I just went for a walk and played in the sprinkler with my daughter, which was, sounds like a lot more fun than what you guys were doing.
Oh,
but yesterday was the day to do it.
Absolutely.
So how much more left until you're done?
So we have to put the joists across and then attach the roof, and then we'll be done.
I told you, Danny, I just need those joists attached.
No joists, idea. Beams. A little roofing.
City folks just don't
maybe,
get it.
Maybe put some gravel down. Who knows? Rockaholics, would you consider yourself to be a music snob or maybe just a huge music buff? If so, we need for you to give us a call right now. 206-803-ROCK. And we need your help because we've got to settle a music-based debate that is happening online right now.
It's a good one, too.
It's juicy. Call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
ROCK is our number, and we'd love for you to call up right now and help us settle a music debate that is happening online right now. But you got to call now, 206-803-ROCK. We came across an article that Loudwire put out there.
Okay.
The debate is over whether certain bands should be in the rock category or the metal category because they kind of straddle both genres.
I feel like I'm going back in time to my buddy Dave's basement when we would have these arguments all the time. And there was no weed involved. We were losers. But we loved metal. We loved rock music. And we would just sit there with his record player, play him, and then debate if we thought something was rock or metal, which is kind of like, it's a pointless debate, but it was always fun to have that argument.
Well, I feel like you might be an expert in this category. Steve, with all your experience.
With how much of a loser I was in high school? Absolutely.
So is it metal or is it rock? Here's one of the bands.
And can we say none of the above? No disrespect. I feel like they're just new metal.
I mean,
I guess that's metal.
Metal's in the name.
Metal's in the name. Fair. What would you put them as?
I mean, I guess I would say metal.
Are we at the point now that a Korn can be considered classic rock?
Oh, God, no. Don't say that out loud.
Isn't that crazy?
I saw one of my friends posted that, like, a Blink-182 and a Korn got put into, like, a oldies category on their Spotify playlist.
Okay, now the world's just against us.
Yeah.
Well, according to Loudwire, Korn spearheaded new metal, but their mix of aggression, melody, and funk influences make them hard to pin down.
But if I had to pick between the two, I'm going metal.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't feel like they're rock.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Okay, we got one down. Next.
Okay, this is one that my loser friends and I in high school would argue about because of the Black Album.
Sure.
Before that, metal, 100%. Then the Black Album, I'm like, man, they're leaning a little bit more towards rock. And then some of the album, like Load and Reload, those were rock records.
But then, they always put them in the big four.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to say metal.
You're going with metal?
I'm going with metal.
What does Loudwire say?
Loudwire says Metallica is undeniably metal, but their more mainstream-friendly albums like the Black Album and Load, Reload brought them into the rock world.
Okay, so that might be my buddy Dave. he might be writing for Loudwire.
Right.
Danny, what would you put them in?
Metal for sure.
Metal.
And honestly, I never really thought about Metallica much, but I've had a lot of Metallica fans in my life, and they're like, this is the most metal, heavy metal thing ever.
To get extra nerdy, I'm shocked that you don't like kind of vibe with Metallica, because Sum 41 at times is straight up a Metallica tribute.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? Once they kind of deviated away from being the pop punk thing, their next couple of records, I'm like, these guys have been listening to a little too much Metallica, and I'm okay with that.
Steve, I'm excited to hear your opinion on this band.
Okay. I want to know what you think, because you're more of a prog rock type of a person. I only say that because you love Rush.
Yes.
And I always kind of put them as like a prog metal band.
I kind of have always felt that way about Tool as well. But they're just very, I don't know, like they like Loudwire said, kind of straddle those genres.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to say?
This is one of those ones that I feel like you could have it go either way. That's the fun of this, is that like really at the end of the day, they could be a metal band, they could be a rock band.
I think I'm going to say rock, though.
Polka.
They're polka. Polka.
Yeah. Of course. Danny, what are you going with?
Rock band.
Rock band?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
According to Loudwire, Tool often falls into the progressive rock versus progressive metal debate due to their complex atmospheric sound.
Yes.
They really answered the question there.
They're just a trippy rock band. All right. Next one. Are you ready? Is it rock or is it metal?
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Ooh. I mean, they're basically the godfathers of heavy metal, so I'm going metal for Black Sabbath.
I know, but if you didn't know that they kind of started heavy metal. I mean, many people would argue, you know, that's the band that kind of started everything, influenced all those bands. But if you remove that statement and that title, I mean, they don't. A lot of their songs don't sound very metal.
That's a very good point. It's kind of like stoner sludgy, you know?
Yeah.
This is what Loudwire has to say about Black Sabbath. They essentially created heavy metal, but their early music is now considered closer to classic rock compared to later metal bands.
Oh, yeah.
And next on the list.
This was definitely one of those ones that my buddies and I would argue about because, I mean, I don't think they're metal at all.
I agree. I don't think they're metal one iota.
We used to nerd out back in the day on MTV. There was Headbangers Ball, and it was like on a Saturday nights, I think it was at like 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and we would just get so like, we would be on the phone with each other. Be like, all right, they're playing this. This is not a metal song. Headbangers Ball. How am I supposed to bang my head to this? Like, Alice in Chains was not one of those bands, but like at times, when God forbid they played like a power ballad, like we would be pissed.
Oh, don't even think about it.
But I would put Alice in Chains in the grunge category.
For sure. Loudwire says that Alice in Chains is usually classified as grunge / hard rock, but their dark, riff-heavy sound and Slayer-approved heaviness make them appealing to metal fans.
I love how Loudwire is like not really giving an opinion.
No.
They're just straddling the line. They're like, we can see both sides, which I get.
They just want us to argue more.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He currently has a record of 92 wins, 40 losses, and 23 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.